Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
I can conjugate the verb to be.
Innovator.
Euso le no somos ele sao. I can do that all day, but I couldn't tell you five other words in the Portuguese language.
Isn't that funny?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I don't know what the rationale is, but if you talk to pretty much any Wisconsin football player that has played in the past, they're going to tell you that they have taken at least a semester of Portuguese.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
LSL. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, I want to play something for you. You know, we've been talking about Malik Willis, Packers backup quarterback, only in the playbook the last few weeks, traded for him from the Tennessee Titans. Your friend and ours, Jen Latta from ESPN, did some poking around. Talked to some folks who have followed his career. Talked to some folks with the Titans who watched him there in that program for a couple of seasons. And this was the scouting report she got about the guy who's about to start for the Green Bay Packers Sunday.
Struggles with football.
Come on. I don't like that, man.
So a lot of times quotes can be like taken out of context and struggles. What is it? Struggles to play football. I don't know where else that would, how else that would fit, but that's not a great, scouting report. And it doesn't surprise me if that is the, I'm sure there's more to that, but he was picked, I think, in the second or third round with Tennessee, and Tennessee has not exactly been Green Bay when it comes to quarterback play. So the fact that he had an opportunity and it did not go well in his first run, that doesn't mean there have been plenty of quarterbacks that have struggled and done it. The thing I'm nervous about is what you mentioned in the beginning, and that is he's only been here a couple of weeks. And this is not the same system that he was in before. So there's just a big learning curve, and especially for someone that has been disappointing as far as his career goes with the Tennessee Titans, you have to get that confidence built back up. And the only way to really build confidence up is to have success. And he has not had that. He was going to be cut by the Tennessee Titans. The Packers obviously threw a seventh round pick, and that's how that whole transaction went. So it is a big challenge. The good thing, the good news is he's got a really good group and team around him and a coaching staff that I do believe will understand all of that and try and put him in a position to be successful. But this will be a game that the Josh Jacobs, the Jaden Reed on jet sweeps with Christian Watson, and this defense, I think, will have to carry the load to give Malik Willis a little transition time as he's, you know, getting some reps.
And that could happen, right? I don't think this is – you can't chalk this up as an easy L for the Packers, right?
No.
They could pull this off.
God, no. Absolutely they can. And, you know, quarterback obviously is a huge position, and for long-term sustained success, you need to have that guy. But in this league, you can game plan and find different ways to win, and the Tennessee Titans are not the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they're not the Carolina Panthers, but they are a team that is very – we just saw – they were up in Chicago last week, and they blew a 17-point lead. Their offense is not great. Their quarterback does not have a ton of success to build off of. I think this has got to be a Jeff Hafley, this defense continuing to get and create turnovers. But, yeah, I know I saw that the Las Vegas odds have Tennessee as a road favorite, which is crazy to me, but it just shows you how much – Las Vegas values the starting quarterback position, but this is by no means. I would be very disappointed if the Packers can't find a way to beat the Tennessee or the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. You guys got me all screwed up here with the Colts Titans. This should not be a game that is, you know, just written down as an L.
Boy, and how great would that be, right? You, without your best foot forward, find a way to get a win, which is hard in the National Football League, and then you go in and face Tennessee the next week, and maybe you get your guy back, maybe you don't, but it'd be great for Green Bay. Huge win.
Yeah, it would, and you know, with how this all shakes out, you definitely want to have a home game. You don't want to have to deal with all of that. So the fact that Jordan Love is, you know, sitting there and hopefully, you know, day by day is what we keep hearing, hopefully he'll be ready for Tennessee. You just got to find a way against this Colts team to figure out how you can get a W, and that's going to be that will be a huge challenge, but it's definitely doable.
We'll break it down on Monday. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet. See you guys.
Struggles with football. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it.